welcome to Nux Stove Panel on this Friday afternoon, 1:24 p.m. in Vancouver, British Columbia. It's a little, it's not as rainy as it usually is when I do these podcasts, but it's kind of like overclouded, sunny slash clouds, you know how it is. It's coming at you live, Josh Martin here, Nux Stove. I'm just going to go over what's going on with this Canucks team. Coming back from a road trip through the East, the Canucks played the New York Islanders, the New York Rangers, the Bruins, the New Jersey Devils, and the lowly Buffalo Sabres. They finished 3-2. It was looking like it would have been 4-1 against Buffalo last night, but they got a little beat out by the worst team in the league, which is really disappointing. They beat the biggest teams in the league in the East, and they lose against the worst team. So it's very disappointing because that shouldn't happen. It doesn't really make sense. So it was a good, solid road trip overall, but the fact that they lost to Buffalo kind of put a damper on a solid road trip. Especially, it was solid because this Canucks team has a handful of injuries right now throughout the lineup. They got their solid number one goalie, Ryan Miller's out with an injury. Alex Edler, Chris Tanev, Kevin Bieksa, Corrado, Richardson, Burrows. Yeah, so they're playing with Utica Comets, pretty much. And on the back end, you have Dan Hamhuis and Biega, Weber. I don't even know. They're just all Utica Comets. So it's pretty interesting to see this team. It's actually kind of fun to watch because you see all the young youth coming up and what they're doing, especially standouts like Ronnie Kennens and Bo Horvat. They're playing really well. So yeah, going into the next 3 days, the trade deadline is on Monday, the 2nd of March. The Canucks, what do they do for this trade deadline? Do they stay put? Do they pick up a couple of assets for a push and maybe for future prospects for the future? Or are they just not going to do anything? I know Jim Benning doesn't want to touch any of his youth, so I'm just wondering exactly what they're going to do. It's 3 days away. If you were GM, what would you do? They have three UFA roster players, and that's unrestricted free agents. They got Richardson, Mathias, and Dorsett, who are UFAs this year. So the thing is, they have to sign, if they're going to keep these guys, they have to sign all three of them in the offseason, or they're going to walk. We're not going to get anything in return from them. So I'm not exactly sure if we're going to be able to sign all three of them, especially with our salary cap. We're only $2.4 million we have in cap space right now. And I don't know if we'll be able to sign those three guys. So one of these guys, are they gone? Do we get anything in return? I know Mathias is having a killer season. He has 15 goals on the year. That's second behind Verbata. So I'm not sure if they want to touch... They want to get rid of Mathias, especially if they're looking to do some sort of push this postseason, if they do make the playoffs this year. Derek Dorsett has been a really good player this year. I think he's been our unsung hero, to be honest. He's playing so well on the fourth line, always going hard. So I know for a fact that they're trying to sign him. They're working on a contract right now. They're drawing it up. And then the last one, you got Richardson. And Willie Desjardins can't wait for him to be back in the lineup. He has a boot on right now. He wrecked his foot. So I'm just wondering which one of these guys is going to be with the short end of the stick, because all three of them are playing well, and this team can't really afford to lose any of them. So I'm wondering if we do trade anyone, do we trade our UFAs? And I'm not sure if that looks like it will be likely. The other option is Zach Cassian. He always has his name up on the headlines for trade bait, rumors of going somewhere, not playing well enough, playing well enough. So he's kind of the wild card right now. He's super hot lately. He's been on fire, absolutely on fire, playing with the Sedins on the top line. Ever since he was scratched by Desjardins, he came back and he's been absolutely killing it. So I don't know if they want to trade Cassian either, because he's playing so well. But on the other hand, if he is playing so well, do you trade him while he's hot to another team? let other teams pick him up for something in higher value that you would have normally gotten for him if he didn't go on this absolute tear. So that's also an option. I'm not sure if that's going to happen, but we'll see if something like that pans out on Monday. To be honest, I really don't want anything to happen to this Canucks team because they're getting so many of their players back in the lineup in the next couple weeks with Richardson back. Burrows is injured right now. He'll be back. Edler, Tanev, Miller. So when they get these guys back, it's going to be a totally different team than they are now. And right now, they're miraculously playing pretty well. And it's nice to see that because you wouldn't think so with such a depleted team right now. Ryan Miller, he's out right now. And they're saying he's going to be out for 4 to 6 weeks, which is very unfortunate for us because he's playing pretty well. And now that Lacks in the reins, we'll see if he can kind of like muster up a string of wins for this team to make it into the playoffs. But we called up Jacob Markstrom from the minors to back up Eddie Lacks. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he has in store, what he can do. But also, that kind of limits our position that we're able to stand at via the trade deadline because with Markstrom playing backup now to Eddie Lack, it's hard. We could have used him before if he's in the minors as a trade piece to entice other teams with higher picks or some sort of trade we can get a player in return. But now that Markstrom's back up, that doesn't look like it's going to be likely. If there was any sort of trade going to happen, I don't think it's going to happen anymore. So yeah, we're a few days away. The cap space that the Canucks have, they're $2 million below cap. I don't know what they're going to do in the future. My colleague Sam Dewar, who's in Prague right now, he's been telling me that he thinks the Canucks should dump Dan Hamhuis for some time now. He's been saying that, and because he has a $4.5 million salary, and Hamhuis has been struggling of late, and so that's his two cents. I don't know if I entirely agree with that, especially since Hamhuis was on Team Canada last year. He played really well, but he has been struggling lately. Might be because he's coming back from injury about like a few weeks ago, a month ago. So we'll see what's going on there. Yeah, that would be interesting to investigate if how much you would get in return for Hamhuis, if you would. Sam also said that we think we should get rid of Hamhuis before he becomes Bieksa 2.0. He kind of becomes stale in the NHL. So we'll see what happens. I don't think that's going to be likely, especially Hamhuis eats up huge minutes on the back end, especially with this depleted team right now before Edler and Tanev return. So I don't think that's going to happen, especially if Tanev and Edler don't return before the deadline. If we got rid of Hamhuis and just had Utica Comets on the back end, that'd be terrible. That seems unlikely to me, Sam. But yeah, Jake Virtanen, he had this huge hit the other night, and he's been playing on fire in the minors. Does he make the team in the fall next year to play with Horvat and the Canucks? I think that's what we're hoping. I know Jim Benning said that he wants that to happen, so we'll see what happens. Someone is also saying that perhaps he gets called up by the end of the season. Maybe is that an option to see Jake Virtanen in the lineup before the regular season ends this year? So we'll see what happens there. The other thing is, do we see Jake Markstrom in any of these games coming up? I know Eddie Lack struggled against Buffalo, but he was lights out against New York Islanders and the Boston Bruins. So we'll see if Jacob Markstrom gets a start. Lack, struggled hard last night. He went to play a puck and it blew by him. But that happens. We've been on Lack's back this whole time about we've been liking him the whole year, and it seems whenever there's a backup, the fans sort of favor the backup over the starter. We'll see what he does. But if there's no back-to-back games until the end of March, it'll be interesting to see if Desjardins gives a start to Jacob Markstrom at all. I know there's discussion of him starting against Buffalo, but they ended up going with Lack, which seemed to be... I don't know if it was the right choice, but I don't think it was because of Lack we lost that game. That's all I wanted to talk about today with Nuck Stove. And yeah, stay tuned for our next episode. Yo, peace! this gotcha house.